A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, verses 12 through 27. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, 'A servant is not greater than his master.' If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from my Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For a meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Alan Hilton, St. John's Lutheran Church, Fallon, Nevada.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. During the mid-1980s and late 1990s, two pop artists sang of the power of love. Some 2,000 years earlier, our Lord Jesus spoke of the power of love. The night before he was betrayed by a hateful world, Jesus spoke of love. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." That's the true power of love. It's not the power of love that the pop singers sang of. It's not an I love chocolate kind of love. It's not an emotion, not a warm, fuzzy feeling, not a tingling feeling running up and down our spine. Sentimental, sappy love is not Jesus' kind of love. His kind of love is a sacrificial kind of love, a love in which one is willing to give up one's life for another. It's a love that Jesus defines with his actions. That's Jesus' kind of love. As the Apostle John writes, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an atonement for our sins." It's not just speaking words, not just feeling the warm fuzzies. Love, Jesus' kind of love, is defined by his life. He sacrificed his time, energy, and comfort for us. He sacrificed his very body and blood for us. Remember, no greater love is there than giving up one's life for another. Yet that was the Father's plan for mankind's salvation. And to think that that plan was completed for a world very much opposed to Jesus, a world very much opposed to us, Jesus' disciples. Still, we are commanded to love a world that hates more than it loves. Our example is Christ Jesus. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Death for one's friend is one thing. Dying for one's enemies is another thing. Yet it's not optional for us. Not once, but twice in our text, Jesus commands us to love one another as he has loved us. That's a tall order, isn't it? In a world filled with hatred, it's a tall order to love as Jesus loved us. But Jesus loved us and gave up his life for us and for a world that hated him. As he says, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. We love because we were first loved by Jesus. If you want to know about Jesus' love, turn your eyes to the cross. See Jesus die that you might not experience the hellish separation from the Father. The world is loved, not by feelings, but by Jesus' powerful love that put him on the cross that Friday that we call good. That's the love Christians have. That's the love that Jesus tells us to stay connected to so that we might bear the fruit of love. A love that is patient and kind, not boastful or rude. Love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That's the power of love. That's the love that we have because we are a forgiven people. We can look to the cross and we can shout, I know that God still loves me for Jesus' sake. When we worry about the hatred that is in the world, we can say, I know that God is watching over me because he loves me. When we're lying on our deathbed and Satan tries to convict us of our sins, we can say, I know that my Redeemer lives and he's waiting for me on the other side because he loves me. The power of love is a love that is a freeing love, an all-inclusive love, a love that loves the unlovable, a love that treats everyone like they are somebody, a love that encourages the down and out, a love that feeds the hungry, clothes those who have no clothing, a love that lays down life for others to live. Jesus says, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Loving one another as Christ first loved us is the true power of love. Not a hit song from the decades past, but a love that lasts from eternity to eternity for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Alan Hilton for this meditation on God's Word.